This is gonna get awkward. There's always a time in marketing where you reach this awkward transition point, where you go from empathizing, providing value, giving your potential clients an aha that makes them think, into asking them to work with you. And let's face it, it's a tricky, weird transition to navigate in your marketing. So how do you do it? That's what we're talking about on this episode of the pod. So let's dive in. Welcome to Make Marketing Suck Less, the podcast that knows marketing is, well, freaking hard, especially when you're a solo business owner trying to juggle it all. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Mazur, author of The Three-Word Rebellion and founder of The Expert Up Club. Forget the latest marketing fads and tactics promising social media stardom. I'm here with research-backed strategies to help you clarify your message and get twice as effective with your marketing. And while I can't promise you'll ever love marketing, I'm here to make you hate it a tiny bit less. Before we dive into how to make that marketing transition easier, I wanted to answer the question about why is it so awkward to invite people to work with us, to invite people who we've been providing value to, who we've been giving them like aha moments. Why is this so hard? And then I want to offer you a mindset shift that I had to make that makes this transition a little bit easier. Why so awkward, right? If I was to hypothesize, I would say that you are a pretty self-aware human being. Most of my clients are, and most of the listeners of this podcast are. And we know how it feels in our body to be helpful, to give valuable information, to feel like you're making a difference, right? That feels good. It feels expansive. You feel like you're helping. Now you've got to ask. And asking is a very different energy. And if you're self-aware, you really feel this shift. And it's normal and natural to have that shift in energy, but you have to know how to deal with it. One of the things that really helped me make the shift a little bit more seamlessly and less awkwardly is the rule of reciprocity. And we all know about the golden rule. And here's the deal. When you are providing value to people, when you are helping them in some way, they feel a bit of indebtedness to you, and they feel like they want to give back. Like in my business, I've even gotten random gift cards from people because my free content has helped people. They just wanted to give me a little something as a thank you. And humans, we are driven to do this. So if you've been helpful, most of the time people want to know more about how to hire you. And it is okay to tell them. You have earned it. They actually want to know and be invited into the conversation when it's the right time. But if you're never talking about how to work with you, they can't even budget for you. They can't put it on their radar. So inviting them in and telling them allows them the opportunity to receive the information, and it feels like giving back. The mindset shift I wanted to provide is because I think there's this misconception that marketing is about helping and sales is about getting. And the thing about sales content or inviting people into your sales process is you can still provide value and be helpful and invite people in. Like, I do this all the time with my email list. It's always this balance of like, what aha can I give someone? What little nugget can they take in to their marketing? Then how can I relate that back to my offer of the Expert Up Club? So when we are in that process of inviting people in to our sales cycle, we are building awareness. People are thinking like, oh, I didn't know that was available to me, and now I do. Thank you. So don't think you're adding less value because you're selling. It is still valuable. Now, let's talk about three pieces of messaging that make this transition point easier. We've talked about why it's awkward. We've talked about a mindset shift, but there are some things that you can have in your back pocket as a part of your minimum viable, meaningful marketing message that make the transition smoother into your call to action. And speaking of call to actions, I want to be clear about this. At this phase in your marketing, your call to action is going to be an invitation to work with you, whether that is to book a sales conversation, pressing buy on a sales page, or asking for the proposal. So your call to action always should be the first step they have to take in order to get into your sales process. I just want to put a pin in that because that's where you're leading people to with this type of messaging. Then the messaging itself supports that person in making a decision or sometimes saying no, right? That's what we're here for. We're here to help people make a well-informed decision. So the three pieces of messaging I wanted to talk about are the why buy statement, frameworks and processes, and reason to believe stories. So let's talk about a why buy statement. A why buy statement is the most compelling reason people should work with you. And I adapted this idea from Marty Neumeier in his book, Zag. Part of your why buy statement is promising your potential client something you can actually deliver and blending that with something they want. So here's a couple of examples. One from my three-word rebellion messaging intensive: communicate the value your business creates, whether you're talking to one person or 1 million people. So that is very clear about what the result's going to be. Like, you are going to know how to communicate the value of what you do for your clients, whether you're selling one-to-one services or you're marketing to the masses. Bev Feldman, who is a ConvertKit email marketing automation specialist, one of her why buy statements is pinpoint exactly where your email marketing tech setup is a hot mess so you can stop missing out on sales, right? So you're going to know how to clean up your act on your email marketing automations so you don't miss out on sales, right? And the cool thing about this piece of messaging is it makes a very easy transition into a sales process. So I use my why buy statement all the time when I am talking to a potential one-on-one client. I'll simply say, you know, we have our conversation to see if this work is really a fit for them. And then if it is, I can say, all right, the goal of the three-word rebellion messaging intensive is to communicate the value your business creates, whether you're talking to one person or 1 million. Done. And then I can go right in to the next piece of messaging, which is having a framework or structure. A framework, a process, a structure outlines the steps for how you work with people in a high level. Now, I have probably given the framework for the three-word rebellion on sales conversations at least 1,000 times by this point in time, but it's always the same. It's like phase one, we start with our audience deep dive. Phase two, we do the three-word rebellion work. Then once we've nailed your three-word rebellion, we may move on to phase three and create your client decision journey so that we can lead people to your offer. And then finally, we talk marketing strategy about how you're going to get your message out there, right? Those are the four phases. It's structure, right? Your clients want to know that you have a process, that you have a structure, that you will lead them through. And that's because structure breeds trust. Your potential client wants to know that you are going to lead this process. Now, I know there might be a few things you're thinking. It's like, ah, Michelle, what I do, it's so complex. There's so many steps. And this is a place I see experts making mistake all the time. In marketing, you do not need to give everyone all the steps for how you do the thing you do. They don't care. They want to know that you have a structure at a high level. They don't care about all the nuanced details and all the different things you're thinking about or all the theories that inform your work. No, they just want to know, what is my experience like? And they don't need a ton of nuance for it. So it is okay not to include everything, but really just hit the high notes, the hallmarks of your framework, process, or structure. The other thing I always hear about frameworks and structures is, oh, but every client is a little bit different. And yeah, every client is a little bit different. That's fine, because when you are in this marketing and sales process, you can have a structure and tell people, hey, this is typically what the process looks like. However, it is tailored to your needs. So it might change a little bit because we need to explore different areas. I want to make this custom to you. Overall, having that framework in place makes it easier to enter into the sales process because people know how you work. It makes it easier in sales conversations or if you're writing copy because you have a structure and you are showing leadership and showing them how they achieve the result that you promise in your why by statement. All right. So that was messaging piece number two. And then the final piece is the reason to believe stories. This is also known as case studies. And these case studies highlight your client's transformation. What is possible when people work with you? And I think it's really important to veer off and talk about the two different types of results. The what is most likely to happen, what is typical, and what is possible, because there are typical results that all of our clients can experience from working with us, right? I've talked about this on the pod before. For me, it can look like they become more confident. They start showing up regularly. People show up to their sales conversations ready to buy for them. Like, those are pretty standard results that I can get for my clients. But then there's a whole other level of results where my clients have landed book deals or been on the TEDx stage because of the messaging we created. But that's not going to happen for everyone, but it is a possibility. And I can speak to it and I can be very clear that those are results that aren't typical. So let's talk about reason to believe studies or case studies. One of the things you might ask yourself is, what's the difference between a case study and a testimonial? And when I interviewed Brittany Herzberg for the Make Marketing Suck Less virtual event, I love the metaphor she used. By the way, she has a ton of resources for writing case studies, so go check out her website if you're interested in that. So she says, a testimonial is a trailer to the movie, whereas a case study is the entire film. It's the whole story. You get to talk about what it was like before they worked with you, what was going on for them. You got to talk about their experience. You get to talk about what the transformation was. So it's really, Brittany calls it, you get like this try before you buy experience of reading a case study. And right now in my own business, I am doing case studies for the Expert Up Club because I need those reason to believe stories to show people what it's like to be a part of this community, because it's a different type of offer and people kind of choose their own experience based on what their business needs. So being able to show those stories, it's a great marketing asset to invite people in to my business. All right, my friends. So there you have it. That is how you make transitioning from marketing to sales a little less awkward. Please realize that if you've been providing value, if you're helping people, they want to know how you can work with them, how they can hire you to get even more, right? To get more of an experience with you. By having your why buy statement, your framework, your reason to believe stories available, it makes that transition a lot easier because you know exactly what to say. If the Make Marketing Suck Less pod is making your marketing more effective so that your clients can find and hire you, please share the show with a friend. The easiest way to do that is through PodLink. You can find the show at pod.link/rebel, and that page will allow anyone you share the show with to subscribe and start listening in their favorite podcast player. That's pod.link/rebel. The Make Marketing Suck Less podcast is a production of Communication Rebel. Our production coordinator is Jessica Gully Ward. The podcast is edited by Stephen Mills. Our executive producer is me, Dr. Michelle Mazur. The Make Marketing Suck Less podcast is recorded on the unceded traditional lands of the Coast Salish peoples, specifically the first people of Seattle, the Duwamish people, original stewards of the land, past and present.